V180's word for today. Helping you live different every day.
Wait on the Lord. Psalm 27, verse 14. When we become impatient and react without thinking, we can do damage to ourselves and others. Sometimes when we pray and God doesn't respond quickly enough, we decide to take matters into our own hands and things get worse as a result. When God tells you to wait, He's saying, trust me with the timing, the ways and the means, and you will get a better result. David wrote in Psalm 27, verse 13 and 14, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. It can be tough to wait on the Lord. It's much easier in the heat of the moment to lose your calm. But stop and look back. How did the hasty and prayerless decisions you've made in the past turn out? Do you think this situation will be different? Not a chance. So, what do you want? Temporary relief or a permanent solution? Haste makes waste. When you act in haste, you do things you end up regretting and having to apologize for, or worse, justifying. Impulsiveness got King Saul into serious trouble. Instead of waiting for the prophet Samuel to arrive and the priest to offer a peace offering to God, ensuring their victory over the Philistines, Saul grew impatient, usurped the role of a priest, and offered the sacrifice himself. When Samuel asked him why, he replied, I felt compelled. And the result, Samuel said to Saul, you have done foolishly. Now your kingdom shall not continue. So, wait on God.
The word for today, as featured in V180 magazine.
Subscribe today at v180.org.au.
V180.